you can set your stopwatches now. You've probably heard the old story of the wee boy who came to church for the first time, and he was newfangled with all that was happening, and he was asking, "Daddy, what does it mean?" And, "Daddy, what's that?" And when it came time to the sermon, the minister made a flourish of taking off his watch and waving it about and putting it down in front of him. "Daddy, what does that mean?" "Not a thing, son. Not a thing." I like the story of a wee boy who came home from church, and over dinner they were talking about school and what they'd done at school. And wee Jimmy said, "Daddy, I can count to 4,792. He said, "That's a strange number, 4,792. "Why can you count to 4,792? "Because that's how long the sermon lasted." So whether you count, don't count, you'll fall asleep. Or watches, whatever. But I want to turn to God's word for a few moments now, just to see what God would say to us, living in a new year, 2024. Is it any different from what God said 100 years ago? Is it any different from what God said 1,000 years ago? Or is it any different from what God said when the Apostle Paul wrote these words 2,000 years ago? I wonder if you remember when you fell in love. Maybe you met that person for the first time and you couldn't get him or her out of your mind, and you went home and you could hardly eat your supper, and you went to bed and you could hardly sleep, and the next morning you got up. These are the days before phones and texts. And you thought about that person and you wondered, "When will I see them again?" And you might have been at school or you might have been at work and you could hardly concentrate because all you were doing was thinking of this person. And then you met them. And again, you couldn't get them out of your mind. Your mind's in a whirl. You couldn't stop thinking about them. They were just so special. And as time went on, more and more, you became infatuated with them. But more and more, you realized that you were falling in love with them. You would even rearrange your diary so that you could be together. You would go places so that you would accidentally bump into them. They were taking over your life. I wonder, do you have such a relationship as that with the Lord Jesus? Perhaps you were interested in him at school or at Sunday school. Years ago, you heard something about him and you thought, "Well, I would like to learn more about this man." And you learned. And the more you learned, the more you realized that you were falling in love with him. He had taken over your life. You were prepared to change your life so that you could be with him and so that you could please him and so that you could understand his love more and more. Here in Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul tells us that if we are going to have a good understanding of Christ's love, we need to have a sure basis to build upon. And he notes two results of Christ's love for us. First of all, we are rooted in love. That's something that comes to all believers. But it's something that we need to concentrate on. We need to be deeply rooted, like a great tree. You know that a tree sends its roots down into the ground. And it's through those roots that the tree is nourished. And our roots need to be sent into the